No, I just, it sounds familiar.
Uh-huh. At a wedding, the boy that stands up with the groom is the
best man.
And the woman that stands up with the bride
is the bridesmaid.
And a long time ago, if people would get married, other people in the community would come around their house at night and make a lot of noise, beat on pans and things. We call that a
celebration.
Okay. What all would they do?
Tag cans and bills on the groom's car and throw rice at him.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear it called a chivalry or a serenade?
No.
And how would you use the words up, down, and over talking about locations? Like you say, last week I saw him, what, Dallas. I saw him.
Well, up in Dallas.
Why would you say up?
Huh?
Why would you say up?
Well, you consider going up, you know.
North?
North, going up. People say going up north.
Uh-huh. What if you were talking about Beaumont? What would you say?
Over.
I saw him.
Going over to Beaumont.
Okay. And you say, say if there was trouble at a party, say the police came and they didn't arrest just one or two of them. They arrested the
whole bunch.
Anything else you'd say besides bunch?
Group.
Do you ever hear whole push?
No.
And when young people go out in the evening and move around on the floor to music, you call that a
dancing.
Any special name for a dance you have at home?
No.
And if children get out of school at 4 o'clock, you'd say at 4 o'clock school
is out.
Huh?
School is out at 4 o'clock.
And after vacation, children would ask, when does school
turn out?
And in September, school
will be out.
Or
starts.
Okay. And you go to school to get a
degree
or
education,
and after high school you might go on to
college,
and after kindergarten you go into the
first grade.
Any old-fashioned name for first grade?
Primer.
Was that, when was that used?
Hmm?
Was that used when you were small?
Yeah.
If a child left home to go to school and didn't show up in school that day, you say
played hooky.
Huh?
Played hooky.
Would you say the same thing if they were in college and didn't go to class?
No, they cut class.
And years ago, children sat on benches at school, but now they sit at
chairs.
Or
seats.
Or what would you call this here?
Desk.
And in one room, there might be several.
Desk.
And if you wanted to check out a book, you could go to the
library.
Huh?
Library.
And to mail a package.
Go to the post office.
And you stay overnight in a strange town at a
hotel.
And you see a play or a movie at a
theater.
And you had to have an operation. You go into the
hospital.
And the woman to look after you
is nurse.
And you catch a train at the
station.
Or you call that the
railroad station.
Huh?
Railroad station.
And the open place in town around the courthouse is called the
square.
And said you had a piece of furniture in the corner. You didn't have it square in the corner. You had it so there's a space between the back of the furniture and the corner. You say it was sitting
at an angle.
Any other way of saying that?
Catacomb.
Okay, how do you use the word catacorner?
Sitting catacomb.
If you were walking